Welcome to the VAT update for August 2016, and as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, which in themselves contain links should further research be required. HMRC have published toolkits, three of which relate to VAT, and in particular help identify common errors in input and output tax as well as partial exemption, which is a complex area. HMRC have also introduced a new statutory instrument which would change the place of supply rules from 1st October 2016 and applies to insurance repairs. HMRC are also aggressively tackling tax avoidance, and they've provided a list of 26 litigation decisions, some of which they've lost and some of which they've won. But in particular for VAT, there are four cases, one of which was a mixed outcome. HMRC claim that they are being successful in tackling avoidance, but I think the hidden message here is that the cost of litigation is time-consuming and expensive, and avoidance is something that HMRC are challenging, and it will be expensive for somebody to even win their avoidance scheme. A new Treasury team has been appointed, and one can only wonder what changes they're going to introduce. There's also a full list of ministerial appointments, which were published on 18th July. HMRC have challenged composite supplies, and in this month's edition we're looking at two upper tribunal cases, the first of which is Fairway Lakes Limited, which made a supply to people who wanted a new holiday lodge constructed. And the challenge was whether this was a zero-rated construction of a dwelling, or an exempt transfer of a plot of land, or a composite supply, the main element of which was to obtain the transfer from the landowner of a lease, in which case it was a service and would be standard rated. I've set out the complex facts on this particular case, but what is not said, but I think is quite obvious, is that if it had been done differently and separate supplies made of the house, it could have benefited from zero rating, and the result would have been significantly different. As it was, the first-tier tribunal decision has been upheld by the upper tribunal, and basically they found that there was a composite supply, the major component of which was obtaining the transfer of the lease from the landowner, and this was a service which failed to be standard rated. Finally, a bit of good news, where HMRC lost a case which involved Caithness Rugby Football Club building a new clubhouse, which they then made available to the local community to use as leisure and recreational facilities. This was to be zero-rated under VATA Schedule 8, Group 5, Item 2 in Note 6B, but HMRC challenged the zero rating on the basis that the local community did not control the construction, and therefore HMRC denied the zero rating. The first-tier tribunal found that there had been very substantial use of the clubhouse by a wide variety of sporting, social and recreation activities by the local community, and the rugby club was also a charity, and therefore it was clear that although the local community did not control the usage, the evidence after the construction showed that it was clearly qualifying and it was proper to get the benefit of zero rating. Thanks for listening.